good evening, Audio Boo. It's all one word. How are you all keeping? This is a recording for day 7 of Audio Mo 2014. It's 10 to 8 now, and today is the 30th anniversary of the film Ghostbusters. Oh yes, that very, very famous film with Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray and Harold Ramis. And it is absolutely in the top 5 of my most favourite films of all time. I saw the film when it came out in the UK at the cinema in my hometown. And I remember that my mother and I turned up on the first showing, and the queue to get in the cinema was about 400 metres long, and we didn't get in. So we made sure we were early for the next day, and we were about an hour before opening time, and we were still about 100 metres in from the front. Nevertheless, we got in. So I was very, very young, and I was looking so forward. I remember the anticipation was killing me to see this film. I was very, very young. The thing that set the precedent for the whole film was I was really enjoying it. And then the ghost in the in one of the opening scenes, the ghost in the library, you know, where it turns from the librarian into the monster. And you know, that still to this day, the recording, the actual audio recording, you know, the sound mixing of it, certainly on the DVD, up to the DVD before the Blu-ray release, it was still over the top when that librarian turns into the skeleton thing, the skeleton monster ghost thing. Oh my God, I pooed my pants. Nevertheless, what I've got here is a set of quotes from the film, because just about every single line in the first Ghostbusters film, in my opinion, is worthy of you know, a famous quote, because they're just blinking marvellous. So here you go.
Suck in the guts, guys, with the Ghostbusters. Sorry we had to hose you there, but you were kind of out of control.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Heat them up.
Do. Ray.
Be gone.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Kinda makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Wonder what?
Whether she's naked under that toga. She's French. You know that.
Are you, Alice, menstruating right now?
What has that got to do with it?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Let's see what happens when we take away the puppy.
You know, it's just occurred to me, we really haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
Well, no sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Gozer the Gozerian! Good evening. As a duly designated representative of the city, county, and state of New York, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension.
That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Ray.
Let's show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown.
Of course not. And that is the whole problem with aliens, is you just can't trust them. Occasionally you meet a nice one, Starman, E.T., but usually they turn out to be some kind of big lizard.
Hey, what, you boneheads are gonna come and rouse me out again? I got 3,000 phones out in Greenwich Village. I got about 8 million miles of cable I gotta check. You gonna come and shake my monkey tree again?
What are you talking about, buddy? The phone lines are over there.
What did I say to you? The phone lines are over there.
Hey.
What did I say?
Hey.
How many times?
Hey, you're not with Con Ed or the phone company. We checked. So tell me another one.
I got a major gas leak here. Where do you think all this is coming from? The sky?
Ray, we'd like to shoot the monster. Could you move, please?
What do you think, Egon?
I think this building should be condemned. There's serious metal fatigue in all the load-bearing members. The wiring is substandard. It's completely inadequate for our power needs. And the neighborhood is like a demilitarized zone.
Two in the box!
Ready to go!
We be fast and
they be slow!
Wow!
You think there's a connection between this Viggo character and the... slime?
The atomic weight of cobalt, 58.9.
Tell you what, I'll take Miss Barrett back to her apartment and check her out. I'll go check out Miss Barrett's apartment. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey! Hold it! Now, we're actually going to go before a federal judge and say that some moldy Babylonian god is going to drop in on Central Park West and start tearing up the city?
Sumerian, not Babylonian.
Yeah, big difference.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Hello?
With our system until the power grid was shut off by Dickless here.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
Haha, brilliant, eh? Brilliant. There were quotes from across the two Ghostbusters films, but this audio boot recording wouldn't be complete without this. Thanks for listening.
Freedom of ghosts. Yeah.
you gonna come?
So, happy 30th birthday, Ghostbusters. There is an official hashtag, and it's GB30. But I'm not going to place it anywhere on this audio boo for fear of the copyright monsters at Sony Pictures and Sony Music. I'm spoiling my fun. So what they don't know won't hurt them. Thanks for listening.
All one word. Out.